This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American I'm talking about? I suspect you are. Now, of course, if you have not heard yet, we're about to tell you, the serial bomber who has terrorized Austin has finally been identified. The suspect is 24-year-old. Well, we think he's 24. Some of the reports we're getting is he's 23. But he's 23 or 24. Mark Anthony Condit was killed near the motel he was traced to using surveillance footage from a Federal Express drop-off store and cell phone triangulation. So there you have it. Triangulate me all you want to. Apparently that is something he just didn't figure out in the equation. Very, very dramatic, the whole thing. If you have not been up to date, let me up to date you right now. After 19 days of investigation, I really do have to say that these things are so, so difficult. And of course, we go back to the old days when we had the bomber who was running around blowing things up and sending things to various lumbering companies and things like that, environmental groups around California and around the nation. The Unabomber, he was sometimes referred to as. Anyway, it took a long time to find him. Well, I really kind of think that law enforcement has learned a lot and been able to compress certain things about these bombers who do these kind of bombing things. And now, I have a feeling that, and we haven't got all the information, but for those of you that have been the tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, such as myself, this may lay to rest that this was a singular operation. In other words, the theories that are going out there that this guy is some sort of terrorist. Now, we don't know for sure. We're still looking into the information. But what we do know is that he did follow a modus operandi of a lot of these terrorists, and he did blow himself up. He was pulled over on the side of the road not too far from his hotel, and he sat there for a while, and I guess they had some exchange. They were waiting for SWAT to show up, and finally the guy just takes off and starts driving. They follow him, and he finally pulls over on the side of the road as SWAT is approaching, from what we understand. Now, this is early on, so if I'm not accurate here, don't blame me. This is what I'm being, it's being fed into my ear right now. But what from what we understand, he blew himself up. All right. Now, this is what we do know that's left over. This is according to the reports that this guy has left, quote, a treasure trove of info before blowing himself up. Now, that's the only thing that could possibly be tied, as you know, to any kind of further conspiracies. Now, that is exactly, I think, the approach that these police officers in Austin and everybody else has been using. And those of you that listen to Agenda 21 Radio in Austin, getting your news from us, we want to tell you that they do not think that this is over yet. At least they're suspicious. And they are urging caution still to this hour. And they will do so because they don't know if he mailed other bombs, if there's others that have been planted out there, or if it's a series of other people he might be connected to. The treasure trove may yield billions in value, if you know what I mean. That is what they're looking into. So this intelligence coup they got from this guy indicates to me that maybe he just didn't pull this off all by himself. Now, that's my conspiracy theory. You can take it or you can leave it, but this is, I think it's prudent what they're doing, obviously. Come on. You don't let your guard down now. Have situational awareness, as it's called. Put your head on a swivel. Look around all the time. You don't know where he mailed things to. We just don't have that yet. And we don't have the documentation of other bombs. And this is the deal. The first time he started doing this, he went to the FedEx buildings, the place, and he was in disguise, long hair, wig, that sort of thing. That's how they tracked him. They figured out this is the guy that did this. They have the surveillance footage. And then from that footage and other footage that they put together, they started triangulating off of the cell towers his cell phone information. In other words, they had to gather up. They said, this guy in this FedEx, what's his cell phone number? That's how they got him. I'm just telling you. That's how they got him. They're saying this guy who's in this disguise, when he's mailing this thing, what cell phone activity was going on? Or where were cell phones at the time? And they whittled it down. Slowly but surely, they whittled it down. They found out by triangulation of other different things where he was. They knew exactly where he was, and they tracked him down. They pulled him over. And, of course, it wasn't too far from a hotel in which he was staying. So this is big news, obviously, but is there a bigger conspiracy out there, and will they tell us? That's the key thing. I think they will. I think police officials don't have that veil, that cloak, if you will, of the Obama administration. When certain things like this used to happen, everything became secret, and the FBI would come in and cover everything up, as you know. That was very compromising that the FBI was engaged and involved in these kind of things. But this is what we have so far. So this guy, now this is the thing that caught me when I learned of this guy's name, Michael Anthony Condit. It's just, have we heard of this guy before? Is there another Condit out there that we've heard about? I just have a feeling, I might not know, but I just have a feeling that may in fact be the case, that Condit, this name Condit, might be something, he might be involved in something else that, a little bit more nefarious, or somebody related to him. All I know is this, is that we now have one dead blown up into bits, as one article was doing show prep, blown to bits, it said. That just can't be a good thing. That just cannot be a good thing. Anyway, so they've got that solved with that bomber. Are there others? And anybody who has any information are encouraged to call the Austin Police Department. And I know I've got listeners in Austin, and be safe. like I said, situational awareness right now is very, very keen. I just like the way that the police actually did handle this whole situation, and hats off to everybody in Austin and all the law enforcement. Now, there's going to be all kinds of strange things going on, and of course, the play-by-play that's going to be broken down from this. But, you know, listen, tracking these kind of guys is tough work, and they did it in 19 days. Of course, with the Unabomber, we didn't have all the technology that we had now, or that we have now. So that's kind of a cool deal. I'm going to run down. They've got a timeline here so that we can all see, or you can all hear now, a timeline of events for this guy. And we're going to cover also the victims, because some of the victims were just, it's really, really sad, obviously. So let's see, March 2nd, 655, Austin police received reports of an explosion and find a critically injured house. That doesn't make sense. I'm not going to name the source here. The 39-year-old victim is then transported to a nearby Round Rock. I guess House was the guy's name. 7:48, House is declared dead. 10:45, Austin police hold a news conference. This is all March 2nd. March 12th, Austin police received call about an explosion in a neighborhood in the northeast side. 17-year-old resident found a package in the front step, brought it inside and opened the kitchen where it exploded. Authorities confirm a teenager is dead. This is at 9:30. We're gonna kind of run down this timeline so you know exactly what's going on. The first victim, 39-year-old Anthony House, March 2nd. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster in digital talk radio, as you know, and we're on it. Anyway, so lots of shows, 36 hours of live, every single day, live talk radio. You can't find it anywhere else. You really can't. Consolidation is the key. Okay, so this is the timeline. I'm going to give you the timeline. Then we're going to play an audio clip, only one clip of some of the things that have happened here. March 2nd, Anthony Stephen House is blown up, 6:55 a.m. Then it goes on to March 12th, 10 days later. They received that a 17-year-old has been blown up after picking up a package outside of his house. And, of course, it's kind of a sad, sad case here. We're going to talk about the victim here in just a minute. Really, really sad case. It says, and then it goes on, the next date that we have here that's coming up quickly, March 18th, Austin police are dispatched to Southwest Austin neighborhood after reports of a bomb hotshot explosion. It says Austin police confirmed two males were injured after another explosion possibly triggered by a wire trip. Now, this is the 18th. March 19th, Austin police hold another news conference. There's also been extra vigilance that they're declaring for. Let's see, another incident coming up. March 20th, a device explodes at the FedEx ground distribution facilities in San Antonio. March 21st, the suspect in the bombing blows himself up. That's what we have so far. Let's see if we can catch up some news here. March 2nd, yeah, okay, I'm not gonna play that little clip. Anyway, so this is the timeline for what we have here. We're now at the point of what is in the treasure trove, and I'm really trying to get some answers to that right now quickly. We've gone on to some other sources here. I've got my own people going to try and give me some information. See, I'm focusing on the guy. Who is this Anthony Condit guy? And just, I don't know, there's been something with Condit in the past. No, I'm not talking about like Condoleezza Rice or anything like that. There's something happened with a guy named Condit, I'm telling you, not too long ago, that's going to pop up with this guy. That's my gut. You know how these things just kind of, I could be completely wrong here, and maybe I am. I hope I am. You know, sometimes when you get into these kind of situations, you start talking about these kind of guys, you're just hoping you're wrong. And then all of a sudden, you're right. And it's like, geez, how did that come about? This is the tinfoil hat, you know, conspiracy thinking that goes on that's almost always accurate. You have to trust yourself, your gut. On a lot of these matters, there's an intuition that comes about after a while when you become a lot more knowledgeable about open speculation, that you believe in yourself and you believe in the decisions or the information that you get, and you can come to your own conclusions. We sometimes call it connecting the dots, which is exactly what they did here in this case. So hats off, really, to everybody in this whole situation for finding this guy Condit. And, of course, it's very, very strange what happened when they found him, that he blew himself up. Now, you're saying, Paul, what's, you know, the significance that he blows himself up to cover up the evidence? But in this case, they say he left a treasure trove of information, and it's in that treasure trove that we want to find out if there are any other people involved. That's why I say this is far from over in terms of our thinking that there were other players, and far from over in our thinking that was this guy activated? Is he part of an ISIS terrorist organization or a terrorist organization of some sort? Is he part of that? And see, to me, when you have this level of sophistication and he has this kind of knowledge and training, to do it as a singular knockoff, to me, does not make doesn't make a lot of sense. It really doesn't. And for him to kill himself at the end offers to me a completely different level of mission accomplishment, if you know what I mean. Because a lot of these guys, if you go back and you look at the mass shootings under Obama, remember, under Obama, there were 114 mass murders, 134 school shootings under the 8 years of Obama. Now, the 114, I always qualify this, there could have been more. I haven't done the statistics after February 2017 because some of these agencies delay in their reporting. But my bigger point is that in the vast majority, especially of these ones that were, you know, a lot of the very mission-specific school shootings and so on, the Sikh temple as an example, in almost every single case, except for their few, the perpetrators, the shooters, they killed themselves in almost ritualistic fashion. See, that, when you break that down and you look at it and say, okay, we've had this reign of terror for 20-some days or 19 days. We've had this reign of terror. Very sophisticated reign of terror, I might add. Very sophisticated operation going on here. To me, it's an operation. I look at it that way. Did one guy pull this off? It's hard for me to believe that he did. He could have. With a lot of pre-planning, a lot of sophisticated stuff. But to put the bombs together, it's quite sophisticated. Some of them were very, very unique in the explosive compounds that were used. See, this is where I have to say to myself, if he's mixing these compounds, if he's creating these bombs at such a high level, where did he get the training? I said, oh, Paul, you get it off the internet. And I said that. I even said that. Well, you get these things off the internet. But for a kid to train himself, a 24-year-old, 23-year-old, to train himself to such a degree, and then to make it so operational over time, see, that to me says there may be other people involved. Now, I'm just saying that there may be other people involved. Is there a connection to any terrorist organizations is the next level that you have to get to. I'm speculating there are other people involved. Will we find out who they are, what they are? Not right away if they're involved in an investigation. These guys aren't going to say anything. All you and I have is to go off what we're getting from the media and from, you know, outside sources and so on, the sources that we can tap into. Those are the guys that are going to give us the information. So this is very, very important for us to understand. There's probably way more to this picture than what we understand. And I would venture to say that, that as the police start to break out more and more information about this guy, we're going to find out that he's got to have some sort of connections, to some sort of linkage. And, of course, the other thing, too, you may have been hearing, there were some incendiary devices that were found in a Goodwill drop-off box, and they turned out to be artillery pieces of some sort, training pieces that were probably left over. They're speculating that they were left over from somebody's military days. And, of course, there's a lot of military action, military things going on in Texas, as we know. But there's a lot of these types of devices that people have out there, and they don't even realize they're explosive. You know, one time I was living in a community not too far from Hurlong, California. Actually, it was in Chester, California. And every day I drove by this guy's front yard. And, you know, as they do up there, he had this bomb. He had like a 1,000-pound bomb. And, you know, it was supposed to be inert. It wasn't supposed to be active. But this 1,000-pound bomb was in the front yard. And it was just a bomb, like the big ones from World War II, that you drop out of an aircraft during World War II, right? And welded on it was the post box. And drive by it. So finally, I picked up the newspaper from the local Tucson, and they were showing some Army guys coming out from Hurlong. This is Hurlong's out here in the West Coast where they blow up a lot of the ordnance and stuff. And as it turned out, the bomb was active. It was still a live bomb. Anyway, that's what you get. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
This is a Fox News alert. The suspect in the wave of bombings here in Austin, Texas, is dead. And 19 days of terror in Texas, we hope, is over. Overnight, police tracking the suspect to the city of Round Rock, Texas, just outside of Austin. The bomber blowing himself up inside his car as a police officer approached him. Right now, we're outside the police headquarters here in downtown Austin with the governor of the great state of Texas, Greg Abbott. Governor Abbott, good morning.
Good morning. Good day here in Austin, Texas.
No kidding. There was a police briefing about 2.5 hours ago, and one of the FBI guys concluded by saying this was a great day for law enforcement.
It is. I mean, this is the quintessential example of law enforcement at all levels working together. As you know, we've had hundreds of federal law enforcement agents here who were a tremendous help. The Austin Police Department right behind us, as well as the chief, have done a remarkable job. And then, of course, the Texas Department of Public Safety has been assisting in multiple ways. And so this is from federal to state to local, a quintessential example of a team effort to get to the bottom of this as quickly as possible, to save as many lives as possible. And we're so grateful they were able to bring this to a conclusion, at least with regard to the one known bomber.
That's right. And it is unknown at this point, Governor, whether or not there are other bombs out there, right?
Right. Two very important things before we can put this to rest. One is, we don't know if there are any other bombs out there, and if so, how many and where they may be, because this individual may have, either by mail or by placement or whatever the case may be, have put other bombs out there. So everyone needs to be remaining vigilant to make sure that they don't pick up a package that could blow up. Second, very importantly, we need to go throughout the day to make sure that we rule out whether or not there was anybody else involved in this process.
Right. Obviously, he terrorized Texas. Is he a terrorist?
Well, the definition of a terrorist is if is more the mindset of the person who committed the crime. Was his goal to terrorize, or did he have some other type of agenda? Obviously, there was terror. What we need to find out, and I think we find out, is did he have a different agenda that he was trying to achieve other than terror? And that we don't know yet, but clearly there was terrorism that was stoked.
Sure. And the randomness of the targets makes it more complicated. And I know you know a lot of stuff you can't really tell us, but what we do know is the suspect, the dead suspect, 24 years old, a white male from Pflugerville, Texas, which is about 20 miles from here.
Correct. Pflugerville is a suburb of Austin on the north side.
Okay, so the question is, why, if he lived 20 miles away, would he have a hotel room, presumably at the Red Roof Inn?
Good question. We don't know if that was a location where he was making some of these bombs. As you all know, as we speak right now, the law enforcement is at his house in Pflugerville, where we are learning whether or not that was the location where he was making his bombs. We will know more as we sift through his media accounts and piece together all the minute pieces of the puzzle to find out where, when, how, and why he was doing all of this.
Right. Okay. So in Pflugerville, do we know whether or not he lived alone?
Is my information right now, he had two roommates.
Okay.
And those two roommates have been talking to law enforcement. We're gathering information from them. I would venture to say those two roommates are not at this time suspects, but that will depend upon the information that we learn. And we are incapable at this point in time to rule out anybody else working in collaboration with him.
Okay, so if he had a couple of roommates and they are not suspects, there is a possibility he did not build the bombs in Pflugerville. He built them over at the motel or someplace else.
Yeah, that would be the possibility. But again, we can't say with specificity whether or not there was one or multiple locations where he was building the bombs.
Okay. Regarding the suspect, do we know whether or not he had a job?
As far as we know right now, he did not have a job. We do know, at least on our early information, that he did not have a criminal history.
Okay.
We're unfamiliar with whether or not we have no information that he was ever a member of the military or anything like that. And so we're still trying to piece together, why is it that someone like this would go on this effort? And we don't know if it was a political manifesto or some other anger about some people, or whether or not he really just wanted it to stoke terrorism.
It's interesting that at this point, you do not believe that he was ex-military, because some people have suggested with this level of sophistication in the bomb building, he obviously had some sort of training. If it wasn't the military, maybe it was the internet.
Right.
Or maybe it was something else.
Again, is my information as of this moment in time that he was not ex-military. And so we don't know how he gained the skill set to be able to create these bombs. And as you have known and reported, there were multiple different types of bombs that he set off.
Yeah. Regarding, we've read in the local media that apparently they did get a search warrant, looked at his Google search results, something was suspicious in there, and was able to then track this guy down. He's been on your radar for how long?
Well, we've known for a couple of days who the person likely was. We needed to piece together information over the last 48 hours to make sure we knew precisely who it was. But it was through social media, but also through some other technologies that you all have reported.
Yeah.
And that is with regard to the phone pings, with regard to his showing up to make purchases. Not just what he did. It was very helpful when we learned the information about him going to that FedEx in the disguise, and we gathered.
So that was a disguise. That's not what the guy looks like. A crazy wig.
But we also know about some other purchases that he made elsewhere, where his image was seen, as well as the vehicle that he was using. And so we were able to piece together various pieces of the puzzle like that. But with each piece of the puzzle, it was not fully confirmatory who he was, but it did give us the ability to begin to track him.
If he had search engine results, he may not have then destroyed his digital footprint as the Las Vegas shooter did.
Right. What I'm about to tell you, I cannot confirm. However, it's my level of information that he did not destroy his digital footprint. It's my understanding that he went dark. He kind of closed down access to his accounts. It made it more difficult externally for us to be able to tap into it. But I think there is a treasure trove of information in his house, as well as the digital information that should shed light more upon who he is, what he was doing, why he was doing it.
When you say his digital accounts, do you mean like a Google account, social media, Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook, Google account, things like that. Is my information that he shut those down, that made it so that for the average person to tap into it, it was difficult. We were trying to use law enforcement techniques to get into it, and I'm unable to report right now whether or not that was done before the time he killed himself or not.
In what you know about things that he has posted in the past on social media, did he seem to have an axe to grind with anybody?
There was the things he posted in the past before these crimes arose. There were no red flags saying, clearly saying this is a guy who's going to be setting off bombs.
Well, I think the people of Austin, Texas, and around here are breathing a collective sigh of relief.
So a treasure trove of information, like we were talking about before. That's where the line came from this interview. It seems like there is, and there's more. Now, we know that he was living with two other individuals. Who are they? What are they? And, of course, they haven't been named, at least that we can see here. Now, we're going to be going to another on-the-ground source here. In just a couple of minutes, I'll be talking to them. Maybe give you a little bit more of a clue about what is going on with this guy and, what was his history. I think that's probably the most important thing. What in the world is this guy's history? 24 years old, at least that's what they're hanging to. No military background. Where did he learn how to do these bombs? That's the other thing. Where did he learn how to make these bombs? Kind of an important thing, right? Don't you think? How did he learn to make them? Now, here is the other key piece of what the governor said. They were multiple different types of bombs with all sorts of sophisticated stuff in them. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Suicide. This is now from Breitbart. We're still waiting a phone call. I think we're just going to have to wait until the top of the hour. We'll have a little bit more time. But we're waiting for a phone call from someone from Austin who may or may not have some information for us about this shooter. Anyway, great job. Trump congratulates law enforcement. Early explosion at Goodwill, but not bomb. That is not apparently related at this point in time. That's what I was referring to earlier. This is coming out of Breitbart right now. Report, Austin Ballmer identified suicide as cops closed in. Police chief, remain vigilant. Says a resource officer. Oh, this is the other bit. The good guy. Great news. We were ecstatic yesterday at the end of the show because of this resource officer who shot and killed the shooter. Remember that? Okay. It says here, report, Austin Ballmer identified suicide as cops closed in. Police vigilant, remain. All right, we got that. Earlier, okay, the Goodwill bombing incident wasn't a bombing incident. Apparently an incendiary device. They say it was not related to this guy. It was not related to Condit. Not related to him. They did find another explosive device at FedEx. Didn't go off. Anyway, so that's what we have going on here that with this guy so far. And, we're going to keep you definitely informed about what is certainly going on. I want to get into the whole thing about, and this is something that, you know, we were talking about when we had the school shooting that was taking place. Was this yesterday or the day before? The good guy with the gun who stopped the Maryland shooter Tuesday. God, you know, listen, I'm telling you, the mind warp that we're going through time-wise. You know, ever since we had to speed up by 1 hour on, spring ahead for daylight savings time. Jeez, it's thrown everything off. So this was yesterday at the end of the show. We were celebrating because we didn't know what was going on with the shooter. And we're saying, God, there's got to be a situation going on with the bombing and the shooting. We're trying to connect the dots. Is that all a conspiracy theory? We don't know. But apparently, at least the Maryland High School situation at Great Mills High School is not related. It's not related. Apparently, this is a classic situation now that we describe all the time. And how right we are here on Agenda 21 Radio about the issue of school shootings. Hello? This is not rocket science. Why are we killing our kids? Why are we allowing these murders to happen? We allowed Obama and his administration, I put it on him, to slaughter children in schools. Absolutely. Think this is all random acts stuff? The terrorist in chief, 134 school shootings during his time. Yeah. I'm sorry, the conspiracy theorist just went nuts. Says the good guy with a gun who stopped the Maryland high school shooter Tuesday was 34-year-old resource officer, deputy first class, Blaine Gaskill. Thank you, Blaine. Gaskill ran towards Great Mills High School, shooting at the alleged attacker, 17-year-old Austin Wyatt Rollins, and ending the incident. I want to say that again. I want to say that again for you cowards down there at Douglas High School. Gaskill ran toward Great Mills High School, shooting at the alleged attacker, 17-year-old Austin Wyatt Rollins. Isn't that interesting? He ran towards them. Hello, hello, cowards out there. He ran towards them. New York Post reports that St. Mary's County Sheriff Tim Cameron said Gaskill had to cover significant ground. The premise is simple. You go to the sound of the gunfire. CNN quoted Cameron and said, this is so tough for CNN to report this stuff. That a guy with a gun kills another guy with a gun in a school. Take down those frickin' signs. Take down those signs that say gun-free zones. This is just inviting terrorists to kill our kids, you stupid idiots. You go to the sound of the gun, Deputy First Class Gaskill fired at the shooter almost simultaneously as the shooter fired. This is something we train, practice, and in reality hope would never come to fruition. This is our worst nightmare. Because of Gaskill's swift action, the entire incident lasted less than a minute. Sadly, two students were shot and injured, one critically, before Gaskill was able to end Rollins' attack. On November 5th, 2017, a good guy with a gun likewise ended the heinous attack on First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. That good guy, Stephen Williford, grabbed an AR-15 and ran toward the sound of gunfire upon learning the attack was underway. Once at the church, he took up a defensive posture and shot at the attacker, striking him and causing him to flee. Remember that? We reported that extensively. We had people on the ground that were being persecuted because they were trying to cover a whole bunch of stuff up. The NRA had long contended that the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. I rest my case. This is the way you stop the soft target shootings. Do not put signs up. And parents, go to your schools and denounce those signs. Take them down. You know, you want to cause hesitation in a shooter. And that's what causes hesitation if they see, oh, those, I don't see those signs. You know, I had the opportunity at two schools where I was at. It was fortuitous because of us having to remodel and things like that. Where we didn't put the signs back up. Painting and remodeling. I'll never forget that. Custodians at both schools said, what do you want us to do with these signs? say gun-free zone. And my response was, toss them. Get them the hell out of here. We'll be back.
Of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. How quick was that? And newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. All right, coming up in the next hour, we've got a lot of things going on. So we'll talk a little bit about New California. And, of course, grievance number 9. Boy, grievance number 9. Did we blow it out of the park yesterday, grievance number 9. Yeah, it's pretty strong stuff. Pretty strong stuff. We're going to do a grievance today on grievance number 9. We'll have a reading today, and then we'll do a reading tomorrow at some point. And I'm getting a signal. Not a signal. I'm getting a text right now. Okay. Well, hopefully we'll have some information at the top of the hour also about what's going on. Oh, it is the top of the hour. At the other side of the top of the hour about what's going on in Austin, some of the things that are happening there. Anyway, visit our website at agenda21radio.news and email me, paul@821r.com. paul@821r.com. Man, it's the weekend coming up. What's up with that? A lot of things going on. By the way, just to let you know, in New California, we are starting to do the first round of selections Are you ready for this? Drum roll, please. We are starting to put out, for the first time, when was the last date? At Hawaii and Alaska? Selection of senators and assembly members for New California. Should have a whole list of them by county. 36 of them at least in a week. Governance is starting to rise in New California. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.